I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. Every week for 20 years, taking you to clubs, concerts, and festivals. And this week to the Beantown Jazz Festival, sponsored by Berklee College of Music. Now there is a buzz in the air on opening night for Joshua Redman, Aaron Parks, Matt Penman, and Eric Harland, together in one group they call James Farm.
My name is Eric Jackson. I work for WGBH in Boston. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to welcome you out tonight, start of the Beantown Jazz Festival. When I was backstage, I tried to figure out, I asked, as a matter of fact, where did this name of this group come from? What's James Farm? The answer I got was, it came from too many drunken emails. I was looking for a story. Well, James was a good friend of ours or something. But no, that wasn't the story. Would you please welcome to the stage, James Farm.
That's James Farm. Bassist Matt Pinman composed 1981. Joshua Redman is on sax with If By Air in surround sound on Jazz Set. Thank you. Opening night at the Beantown Jazz Festival is sold out for James Farm. With Joshua Redman's song, If By Air. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. When Joshua Redman plays in Boston, it's a homecoming. He graduated from Harvard University here, Phi Beta Kappa, and quickly won the 1991 Thelonious Monk International Saxophone Competition. After the 90s, Josh moved from New York back to his real home in the Bay Area, and from 2004 to 2007, he was first among equals in the SF Jazz Collective, with Matt Penman on bass and Eric Harland on drums. Matt's from New Zealand, and he studied here at Berklee College of Music. Eric's from Houston, and his alma mater is the Manhattan School of Music. In 2008, a new player, a young pianist, Aaron Parks, released his CD, Invisible Cinema, with Matt on bass and Eric on drums. Aaron comes from Seattle, and he also studied at the Manhattan School of Music. Josh Redman told Downbeat that he listened to Invisible Cinema all the time, and he loved the good songs, the interaction, and the groove. The 2009 Montreal International Jazz Festival invited Joshua Redman to lead three consecutive nights with different players. For the first night, Josh invited Aaron, Matt, and Eric.
We're going to continue now by playing one of mine called Pollywog. And then after that, the two people who bought the record, right on. We're going to play Bijou, one of Aaron's. And then after that, we'll play another one of Aaron's, Kronos, and then we'll have to check back in and see where we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Farm sounds just fine with Joshua Redman, Aaron Parks, Matt Pinman, and Eric Harland at Berklee College of Music on Jazz Set.
Funding for Jazz Set is provided by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, honoring the rich jazz traditions of Newark, New Jersey. The Dodge Foundation web address is grdodge.org.
In an interview promoting this show, Josh Redman said that Kronos by Aaron Parks is the centerpiece of the album James Farm. This is Kronos.
Once again, that was Aaron's tune called Kronos. We'd like to play one more for you, and it's entitled I-10. Thank you very, very much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Eric Harlan's dad used to drive Eric to school every day in his pickup truck. As they rode down Interstate 10, Eric would drum on the dashboard. James Farm closes the Beantown Jazz Festival opening night show with Eric's composition, I-10, on Jazz Set. We'll be right back. to Rob Hayes at Berklee College of Music, and Jazz Set Station WGBH, producer Gary Mott, and surround sound mixer Antonio Oliart in Boston for this wonderful recording. What a team! Ginger Bruner is the recording engineer at KUNV in Las Vegas. Jazz Set is technical director Duke Marcos, Becca Pulliam, and Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. We have the encore and more at jazzset.npr.org.